Good morning, Glossner. This is Joey Shimataro. I'm here with Marcy Sears and Pete Lavasco, the crazy weatherman. He is fresh off his first, would you call it a podcast, Pete?
It's a radio show on DTM Wicked Radio. And they put it on a bunch of other outlets out there. I think there's like a DJX or there's a iHeartRadio will be on. It's all, Denny said, the manager, it would be on the UK, over the UK. So a lot of different outlets, that, you know, internet.
There was a massive response.
Yeah, it was a great time. I mean, it was our first show. We had Captain Dave Marciano on the show. And it's just, he was a great guy, right, Marcy?
He was.
You said you had over 50,000 listeners live.
Yeah, it was
live. To have that live, that's amazing.
I know.
Yeah. And so where can people find, what is the name of the show?
The name of the show is Wicked Weather. And they can find me at DTM, Wicked Radio, wickedweather.com. And my shows are Saturday nights from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Well, the topics, because I know you're not just a one-trick pony. It's not just about weather for you, although that's your main love. You also do you get into your ghost hunting work?
The paranormal stuff's really one of my best buddies, Mark Arvilla, that runs Mass Ghost Hunters Paranormal Society, and they also have a show on DTM Wicked Radio called Paranormal Hangover, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's having an event at the Lizzie Borden House on August 29th, which I'll be there for that as well. It's going to be a sleepover investigation.
Sleepover?
All night or whatever you want to do.
Creepy.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast, so it's really cool, and I'm sure Mark's got it all planned out, so it's going to be a great event. It's a small audience, or a group of investigators that are going to be there, right around 15 to 20 people or so. Small house too, but
so that's kind of an exclusive thing to get invited to, right?
Yeah, well, they were selling the tickets. The tickets were $165, and I actually believe there's actually one pair of tickets still left. If anybody wants them, you go to massparanormal.com. They changed it too, right?
I think they did. Yes.
And they have you go to their webpage and you like it. Or you can get a, you know, Mark Avello on Facebook if you're friends with him, and you can get, you know, for $165 each the pair of tickets.
What are some of the things that will happen that night when you go there?
Geez, to be honest with you, I don't know. They get a lot of special.
Do they try? They put special effects in there to freak you out? Is it like a haunted house?
No, it's a real haunted house. Mm-hmm. This is the Lizzie Borden haunted house. This is the one where she killed her parents with an axe in 41 with her. What is it again? Whacked her dad 40 times and her mom 41. No, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't go way back. I know, Joey.
So
we're not there, crazy, sleep, but
so
it's
you, no, it sounds crazy. So you sleep. So you go and you lay down on like cots or something like that. And
then they have rooms, bedrooms.
Bedrooms.
Yeah, every bedroom's haunted.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're sitting there and you're listening for like. To fucking get freaked. I mean, to get freaked out.
Well, no. At first, everybody meets. They'll have a little group meeting. And then they'll do an investigation throughout the whole house.
A tour of the
house. Yeah, a tour.
And do they tell you what happened in each room?
Probably. I'm sure that, yeah, there'll be a mediator or something like that.
I think so. Medium.
Medium. Medium, maybe, or a psychic.
Oh, God, I don't
know. And people have said that they've seen things rise and hear things and scratch. People have been touched.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know.
I will not be able to sleep for a month.
Oh, my God. And really, I think the investigation will probably go to about 1 a.m. or so, and then people will fall asleep. But... myself, Marcy,
awake.
I will be awake.
Yeah, you'll be awake the whole time.
Yeah, and we will just enjoy it.
Yeah,
just
fun.
Oh,
take advantage
my God.
Of it.
I don't know. I'd be so. I'm a wimp on that kind of stuff. But yeah,
really,
I know that the people like you guys that like are totally into it. I grew up like trying to avoid scary movies.
Yeah,
but I know there's people that like.
Yeah.
If there's a scary movie, they're gonna stay up overnight to be the first one in line.
Right.
That would be you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
What's your favorite scary movie?
My favorite scary movie. Jesus.
What do you think is the classic? Which is Friday the 13th the one that kicked it all off?
I thought The Exorcist was pretty cool.
Yeah, The Exorcist.
Yeah. But what was the one that... Oh,
Amityville Horror.
The Conjuring was friggin' awesome. That was a new one that just came out last winter, right?
This, I think so.
2013?
I think so.
November or something? Yeah. The Conjuring. Oh, my God. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was the scariest movie I've ever seen.
The Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
Okay.
You conjured up,
well,
Joey.
Well, thank you for letting me know that there's definitely a movie I won't be seeing.
You're going to have nightmares tonight. So,
like, Netflix. I'm going to put the ban on that one on Netflix if they have that option.
Yeah.
But let's go back and let's talk about your this new radio show that you have.
I love it.
How did it get started? And like you have this is like not like... Like this podcast, there's no contract. You know what I mean? Like we're just doing this for fun.
This is for fun, yeah.
But like you actually have a contract to do this radio show.
Yeah, with DTM Wicked Radio. Yep. I
DTM Wicked Radio. That's what it's called.
Yeah. DTM
so
Wicked Radio. Denny and Tiffany Gago, great people.
And where are they from?
New York.
New York.
Yeah.
And how do they find you?
They found me through my friend Mark.
Oh, Mark Carvilla, the ghost hunter.
Yes.
And he said, this guy would be great for this type of show.
Well, I don't know if it actually went that way, but I was saying to Mark, you know, I'd love to have my own weather radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Denny asked me. Words was, you know, taken, spoken back and forth. And he sent me a contract. I signed the contract.
Wow.
And I got with my graphics girl, Annette Munich, I think, in Chicago, Illinois.
Yep.
She did my banner.
Very
graphics,
cool, yeah.
Got in touch with my producer, Tammy Rosenfeld, and she's in New York, Syracuse. Right?
Yes, Syracuse.
So the people all over working for me.
That's amazing.
It's awesome, yeah.
It's like, you know, it's cool that, like, in this day and age, like, you have a radio show and you get
and
five different people
in
five different locations.
I had Howard Stern call me this morning, yesterday, and wish me good luck for the show. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, Jesus. My head was going to explode.
I told my mom that she had a heart attack. She's like, oh, my God, Howard Stern.
That would have been cool. So
what I do, I love him.
No, I do, too. So how in-depth weather talk do you get? Is this for extreme weather people?
This is the show's about wicked weather.
Yeah.
So it's a fun show. It can be a fun show. It can be a fact-learning show for the public. It can be an awareness show. It's not just everything weather, but a lot of my guests I'm going to have coming up are either meteorologists or weather enthusiasts like myself, or people in the field, chasers that actually follow these tornadoes, which is really cool. Because
those
crazy bastards get so close to those tornadoes.
Yeah.
My heart races when I see on my
screen. My heart races too, but I feel so bad for the insurance companies that have, like, you know, that like are insuring these people because they throw themselves in harm's way.
And how many of their cars get damaged just from hail?
Oh my God!
Or being lifted up by a tornado?
Yeah.
Back up! We're too close. No, we're not. We're fine. And then there's no time because those things come up on you fast.
Well, they're going like 100 and something miles an hour. Your car can't drive that fast.
Right. Joey, so, I would never core punch a storm, okay?
What's that mean?
Core punches, you go right into the heart of the storm where the rotation, the mesocyclone, or the mesocyclone.
You try to go into the...
Yeah, right where the worst of the storm is, on the southwest side of a thunderstorm.
See, you threw some like hardcore weather terminology. We just learned something. Core punch.
Yeah, core punch. So, in a core punch, you're going to go through a big shield of rain, hail, gusty winds. You get stuck in that core punch, you're not going to see the tornado coming, if there is one in that area, or straight line winds. Matter of fact, if you go July 3rd, just recently,
mm-hmm.
we had tornado warnings up in Exeter, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
Methuen, Dracut, Tewksbury. That whole area got hit really hard with a microburst.
Mm-hmm.
They had winds over 85 miles an hour.
Jeez.
Lynn got hit pretty hard with a microburst as well. We walked out here in Gloucester. You could see the squall coming in right before the Harbor's parade.
Mm.
But
as usual,
as usual, being on the water, as it approaches,
the cool
it loses a lot of it
in the
ocean and takes the storm right apart.
I was listening to the other day on the weather channel. The worst storms are the ones that come in and they come in like Connecticut, and they come up this way, because if they come around from the outside, the cool weather tends to knock them down.
Right.
Right.
You got to be in the warm, humid.
Warm, humid.
But it was a hot evening, though.
That's what I don't get.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But later on at night, that night, there was a wild lightning show.
Yeah, there
Remember
was.
That?
I do.
Right after the parade. It was a couple hours.
11:30,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wild lightning show. And it was just constant flashing. That's what I love, that stuff. But
yeah.
I couldn't keep my eyes open because I was so tired from the long day. And big party at Crazy Carl's. That was awesome.
Oh, I know. I saw you there. Crazy
Carl's
party.
Awesome? This guy and the Carl's know how to party, let me tell you.
But how wild was that? If you looked at the, I've driven past that house 100 million times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look at it from the road. Oh, it's a nice, cute white house.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Right.
And then you walk down the side walk, you know, walkway there.
Yeah.
Into the back. Did you own the backyard?
Yeah. So I just kept going and going and going.
And they had these like these gorgeous canopies with like chandeliers underneath. It was like a scene out of South Beach.
Yeah.
The liquor table. There was,
are you kidding me? That tiki bar?
The tiki bar. There had to be like 200 bottles of high-end
different
liquor.
Shit.
I'm saying to myself,
I missed
who
that
puts out?
Time.
Where the hell were you? There had to be.
I'm gonna do the math right here, right?
200
bottles, just the bottle
bottles,
itself.
Say the average bottle was $25.
$25.
$5,000 worth of booze. Who has a party with $5,000? Like for strangers?
For the city.
I mean, people were like,
I know where we're going. Today.
And then, and then besides that, they had all that food lined out.
Food,
the grills.
It was a really nice time.
And they had the house decorated in the front. And you've probably seen him doing the marching in the parade. Because he says, I'm going to be in the parade. I'm like, what's he talking about?
And then I see him marching every time.
It was a great time.
It was a lot of fun. That party was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
I mean, I can't do it big anymore because I'm old. But but if I was 10 years younger, I might have been able to get after it a little bit more. That was a great time. It was nice to see you there, too. I didn't know you guys were friends. How did you know to go there?
I'm crazy. Carl invited me.
Well, through Facebook or something?
Yeah.
Because you guys both talk about weather. He talks about weather too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he talks with News Center 5 a lot, right?
He does. His videos.
Crazy Carl just says that. Back to you.
Oh, that's part of his shtick.
Yeah.
See, I'm not on Facebook,
Lindsay,
so I wouldn't know this
so,
stuff.
I mean, it's a ride. They crack. I love the videos. He's got so much. Carl's got so much spunk and
enthusiasm.
He does.
And it's just, I'm more as. To be more serious, but still, he just makes me laugh, and I just love it. He's great, is what
that's,
he does. Totally.
But we go
back to the radio show and tell the listeners, like you said, it's not all about weather. Mm-hmm. But next week, if they want to tune in on DTM Wicked Radio, Wicked Weather, at 8 p.m., I'll have on Anthony Siciliano,
Why?
My friend down in West Bridgewater, and he's a weather expert, weather enthusiast. He's a vet. He's been in the military. Great guy. Always nails the forecast when it comes to predicting amounts of snowfall. He never changes his accumulation map. Mm-hmm. He's always on track with his storms that come up the coast. He nailed Arthur. I got much respect for this kid.
What channel is he on?
What's that?
What channel is he on?
He's not on channel. He's not a met. He's not a meteorologist.
Anthony
he's his own meteorologist.
He doesn't have a outlet?
He's got his own studio type thing. No. He does some
Why did I think he was like a weatherman on TV?
No. He could be, though. He very well could be.
I've heard that name, though.
Anthony Siciliano will put down a lot of the meteorologists over the air. This kid has got a big heart. I mean, he is really good at what he does. And
so you guys will talk about... What?
We'll talk about everything, weather, anything. Yeah, we'll have so much fun. You know, it's just like a phone call, folks. You know, you're on the phone or you're over Skype. I'm just hooked up through my producer in New York that takes care of all my messages and calls. She takes the calls and says I have a call coming in. Just like last night's show. You know, we had Dave Marciano on last night. He was a great guest.
Wicked Tuna. He's such a nice guy.
So much fun.
Man of the people.
And you know, he took his own time with his wife on a weekend, 4th of July weekend, to call in my show.
Yeah.
Much respect.
That
guy's a great guy.
You owe him big.
And he called in early, and he was just so much fun, Joey.
Yeah.
He was a great guy. You know?
He's a great guy.
It is very stressful.
Everybody roots for him.
Yeah.
On the show.
I said before my show even started, before I introduced him, I said, without Dave Marciano, I don't think you have a Wicked Tuna. Because he's a star. He's basically, to me, he's a big star of the show.
I think he's definitely the biggest star of the show.
I told him I didn't like. Did I tell him I didn't like Pinwheel? I think I did. Didn't I?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't like Pinwheel though. No, I did actually. I think I did. I don't remember. No. You know Pinwheel?
The kids, right?
Yeah.
The Stoners.
Yeah, I don't
they
like.
Play
him.
They play the Stoner role or something.
Yeah,
like
I don't like him.
Yeah.
No, I think he's just. Why bring him in, you know? Give me a boat. I'll go out there and do it.
You'll be chasing
you know? But I need a lot of Dramamine. That's another thing. Did you see that video
Which one?
Going around on Facebook? The girl?
It's on Facebook.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Dramamine. So she's talking about Dramamine, but she's saying Dramamine. She's like, it's really take away all your drama. I'm telling you.
Oh, wow.
I take one of these magical pills, and I'm drama-free. I'm like, really? She's like, you're on a boat, and you're on a plane? There's no more drama. You're not going to crash.
You guys are too fun.
Oh.
So I just want to keep banging this into people's heads. Where can they find your show?
DTMWickedRadio.com. Wicked Weather. You go on into the shows, you go down, and you'll see my banner.
Uh-huh.
I have it also on my Facebook, I have it on my Twitter.
Is it thin like this?
Yeah, it's kind of thin, right? Yeah.
You should have a mic, like, you know how Felicia does...
It's the size of my Facebook cover.
It's colorful.
I know. Do you ever see when Felicia posts, it says Sister Felicia's Kitchen,
yes.
And the taste of it?
Yeah.
It's probably too big.
Yeah.
If you can make one that's, like, this big,
yeah.
Underneath your... underneath when you do a post,
yeah,
and when people click on it, it'll bring them to your radio show.
Yeah,
you do that when you do your Good Morning Gossip post.
Yeah, I could
so
do
you
that.
Just be a little plug for yourself. And
yeah,
it would bring them directly there, so
yeah.
you would get that traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, it's one night a week, and it's on Saturdays.
Yeah,
from 8 to 9, and I think.
And I'm sure it's archived, so you don't have to listen
right,
to it live,
right?
Right. Because that's the beauty
it.
Of it.
You can search it archive on iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
Can
they search by your name? If you search Peter Lavasco on iHeartRadio, would it come up?
I don't know.
Hold on, I'll try it right now.
I don't know. You can try it.
Well, just see, because it'll make it easy for people to find you. iHeartRadio Peter Lavasco. Let's see, Pete, the tail of the tape. Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah.
Alright. I think it may just come up here.
Yes.
Let's see.
Dun dun dun.
Okay, I'll go up here. Wicked Weather.
Yeah, Wicked Weather.
Weather. Yeah, hold on one sec. I'm gonna look again. So the search I just did, Pete, was I went to Blog Talk Radio and I put in DTM. What was it? DTM.
DTM Wicked.
DTM Wicked.
On Blog Talk.
On Blog Talk Radio.
With all the shows. Yeah.
And then it has a list of the shows.
Yeah.
And your show, obviously, Wicked Weather, is listed right there. So it's really easy to find.
Yeah.
And it has the show description right here. I'm going to read it for people. Mm-hmm. The show description is, welcome to Wicked Weather with weatherman and forecaster Pete Lavasco. Pete is a weatherman for GoodMorningGloucester.com. He is a storm chaser, spotter, and does live reports. Very cool, very cool. 56 minutes, huh? You did 56 minutes?
Yeah. We cut it a little short. We didn't go the whole 60, but yeah, it was 56 minutes.
That is really cool.
You're going to have to take a listen. It was really, and
I'm gonna find a way to. What I'll do is I'll take a screenshot of this right here.
Yeah.
And I'll put it on your. Did you do a forecast today? Sometimes you take a weekend day
off. I took a weekend off.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll make a post for you.
Yeah.
And I'll put a screenshot of your thing here. And
absolutely, anytime.
Click on the picture of the screenshot.
Yeah,
it'll bring them right to where that they can listen to it.
Yeah,
because I'm sure a lot of people are interested. Because a lot of people love the waterfront stuff. And
right.
If they know they can listen to you and Dave Marciano,
yeah.
they'll be interested in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. You know, and if there's anybody out there that wants to sponsor my show, I'm looking for sponsors as well. I think it's really going to take off after, you know, last night's first debut show.
So how would a sponsorship work, Pete?
Let's see. I would get sponsors to sponsor my show. Also, you know, if we had enough sponsors to sponsor DTM Wicked Radio, then, you know, every show, you know, would be practically what? Free, right?
Correct.
Yes. The sponsor would pay $15 a month, which ain't bad.
No.
And the good thing about it is, once you get one sponsor, then the rest you get, I believe, I'm not sure, you get endorsements. But the thing is, the advertising is unbelievable that you would get over all these, you know, outlets.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking IHOP, we're talking everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
DTM, Wicked, DJX, right? The one
D-Jax.
Out in LA or
yes.
whatever is out in California.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these.
It gets broadcast all over the place.
It's like great advertising, and thousands of listeners will listen to that. And it's great for companies and small businesses alike. You know, so
yes.
we're looking for, I'm definitely looking for a few sponsors.
So I want to talk, I want to finish up with this topic.
Yeah.
You were outspoken that you were disappointed that they canceled the fireworks.
I was very disappointed that they canceled the fireworks, yes, Joey, because they could have called me and said, what's the forecast like? I am the Good Morning Gloucester weatherman. My friends in Boston, all the Mets know, when I ask them a question, they're like, well, you're the weatherman for Gloucester. You know the answer. Why are you asking us?
Yeah.
I just want their opinion. So as Tim Kelly, especially, he's funny. And Matt Noyce. But it was a beautiful night. I think the fireworks were supposed to be Thursday night anyways, right?
Correct.
And they canceled them Wednesday morning.
They did.
Before, they should have gave it until at least noon on Thursday. I know it takes a while to set up fireworks. But come on now. After seeing that Boston canceled theirs for Friday because they knew the weather was going to be pretty shitty on Friday, they had their fireworks display Thursday night without a bang. Without a bang. It went off without a hitch.
Well, you say that, but they were started to clear people out, and the second it ended, there was a complete downpour.
It was one thunderstorm. But this wasn't the end of the world. New York City, right? They had theirs on the bridge. Right after the rain ended, they still had their fireworks.
Mm.
They had their plan go off. I don't know what's wrong with Gloucester as far as fireworks.
You know
what
I thought? Like, do you feel? My thought process this. Like it's like a catch. They don't know. You know what I mean? And they do have to make a call. And so what if they did set it all up and they just burned through the fireworks and then, you know what I mean? That's all for naught, right?
Well, I remember a few
years, knowing the knowing that you could save those fireworks for a different time.
Right. But why not have them on Saturday? Why Labor Day? Every other town was having them the next night or the nights before.
Well, what was the
why
decision? What decision did they make to hold off until
Labor Day?
Fall? The Labor Day's in the fall, right?
Who cares about going back after summer? Nobody's going to be happy. Nobody wants to go back to school. The kids don't. People don't want their vacations to end and to have a fireworks display. Labor Day is when everybody's leaving.
Yeah.
So all the tourists are gone. You know, people are just coming back from vacations.
I'd almost want to bank it till next year or something.
I agree. I mean, why would you have Labor Day? I just don't understand why the city didn't get together.
Oh, you know what? Even have them during one of the block parties.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or the Sidewalk Bazaar.
Yeah.
One of those great events.
That'd be cool. But
Waterfront Festival.
But
yeah. Yeah,
Gloucester
a lot of professors, a ton of people.
Gloucester's the only one that did this, and it's really disappointing.
There was four towns. I think there was four towns. Yeah, but I mean, that's out of a ton of towns.
Yeah. I know it's just fireworks, but now they're saying that Labor Day will be a bigger display. You know, we've heard and seen that before. And
It's a bigger. Do they normally have fireworks on Labor Day? I didn't even. That's how bad my mind is.
Parade
I didn't realize
of lights,
we even
parade
had
it. Right after the parade
of
lights, they have the fireworks display.
Okay, that's right.
Which the parade of lights is a great event to go to.
You know something? The parade of lights is one of these things that never gets enough
recognition.
It doesn't. The Schooner Fest last year was the first year I thought was.
Yeah.
We had that lobster bake down there, and that was well attended.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I think it's going to be even bigger this year.
Yeah. But you can get more.
I feel like the fireworks really, I mean, not the Schooner Festival and the fireworks, I'm actually kind of, now that you say that, I kind of would be psyched to have a better fireworks display for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
But if it rains then,
summer's going to be over, so we don't want to rush the summer.
No, we're
in July now.
That's it.
Okay, we're not even in mid-July yet.
Yeah.
But I do think they could have had him on a Saturday or a following weekend while all the people were in town. They still had the band play down the boulevard. They still had the parade that went off without a hitch, right? Mm-hmm. Rockport had their bonfire last night, from what I heard.
Yeah.
And everything else. So, a lot of disappointed people in Gloucester.
Especially
the kids.
It's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, though. That's what I'm going to say. It's easy to be, looking at it after the fact, and you saw that it worked out for them. But if it would have rained, then it's just like anything else.
Yeah, true.
But I'm looking forward to listening to your interview with that. Do you have any guests lined up for your show next week?
Yeah, I do. Anthony Siciliano.
Yep.
What a name, huh? It's like almost like a mafia name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Great guy. Probable Tim Kelly, trying to get him on at the same time.
Mm.
Future shows, we're going to have Bernie Reno from AccuWeather.com. Quincy Vogel, he is a meteorologist out of Connecticut, which now he took some time off from, and he storm chases all over the country,
mm-hmm.
following tornadoes. He's one of those crazy bastards.
Those crazy people. Yeah.
And I could just go on and on and on down the list.
We'll end it with telling people where they can go again. It's iHeartRadio.
Yeah, you go to dtmwickedradio.com. You can look up on Blog Talk. Look up Wicked Weather. That's my show, and then they'll be leave them there so you can go and see them. They keep them.
The archive.
Archives.
Yes.
I'm a little slow this morning.
There you go.
We did some celebrating last night, so.
Well, you had a lot of people. It was like 50,000 plus that tuned in, so that's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Marcy Sears and Pete Lavasco, thanks for coming in. Good morning, Gloucester. This is Joey Schmittauer, another Gloucester cast in the books.
Bye-bye.